two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Maria Shaleo, sitting in today for Tim and Amanda. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, a few clouds, 45 degrees.
Got some backups on 215's east side belt. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour. A two-year Justice Department review found incidents of racism were common at the Davis School District. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says the district has settled the case, promising to do better.
We apologize. We're sorry for what happened.
That's Davis School District spokesperson Chris Williams speaking to KSL-TV, responding to the settlement agreement between the district and the U.S. Department of Justice. KSL.com reports the department found frequent and pervasive harassment of Black and Asian American students. Williams says no student should come to school feeling like this is a place where they don't want to be. The district is taking a number of steps to prevent future discrimination and harassment, including training staff and students and creating a new department to handle complaints. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
New in the past hour, Utah's unemployment rate has dropped again and now sits at 2.4%. Department of Workforce Services Deputy Director Nate McDonald tells Utah's Morning News the state now has one of the lowest unemployment rates in the nation.
That's really good news. And the other big number is that we're at 3.4% job growth. And there's only two states in the nation right now that can really tout of having positive job growth.
Idaho is the other state that's also doing very well right now. The suspect in the murder of University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe will make a court appearance this morning. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the latest. Heather?
Well, Maria, the detention hearing is scheduled for 9 a.m. for Book in Book. A judge is expected to decide if Book should be held without bail on charges of aggravated murder and attempted murder. Book is accused of shooting both Lowe and his girlfriend over a parking issue on a street in Sugar House last month. The girlfriend is still recovering from her injuries, and at the time of the shooting, Book was on probation for two robberies he'd been convicted of in 2019. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A memorial walk is taking place today to honor the life of murdered University of Utah track athlete Lauren McCluskey. McCluskey died 3 years ago today when a man that she had previously dated murdered her outside her college dorm. Today, the University of Utah, Utah State, SUU, and over 30 other colleges across the country will walk to remember Lauren and raise awareness about domestic violence and campus safety. KSL's top national stories this hour. A fatal accident on a movie set in New Mexico. Police confirm actor Alec Baldwin discharged a prop gun and it killed one person and wounded another.
Authorities confirming that actor Alec Baldwin accidentally discharged a prop gun, shooting two people on the set of the upcoming Western movie Rust. Helena Hutchins, the 42-year-old director of photography, eventually dying, while director Joel Souza is still undergoing treatment for his injuries. An image is taken after the shooting Baldwin is visibly distraught. The sheriff's department says that no charges have been filed, but that the investigation remains active.
ABC's chief national correspondent Matt Gutman reporting. Vaccine booster shots from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson were given the green light last night by the CDC. A panel also paved the way for mixing and matching of the various shots, saying data shows it's safe.
I don't think we have long-term follow-up that says that one is better than the other. So as far as I'm concerned, if you want to mix and match, that's fine. If you want to stick with the original, that's perfectly fine as well.
Dr. Ashish Shah with the Brown University of Public Health says millions of Americans are now eligible for boosters starting this weekend. More questions than answers after the month-long search for Brian Laundrie ended this week with the discovery of his remains at a nature reserve in Florida. Laundrie was the only person of interest in the murder of Gabby Petito.
How Brian died remains unknown. Investigators would not comment when asked whether a weapon was found at the scene. Meanwhile, Petito's family reacting to the news, only saying they are grieving the loss of their beautiful daughter.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting. The November 2nd election is just over a week and a half away, and Vice President Kamala Harris joined Democratic nominee for governor of Virginia Terry McAuliffe last night to rally voters.
We will not be distracted. We will not be dissuaded. We will not be deterred. This election is too important.
Harris told the crowd progress would be stalled if Republican Glenn Youngkin gets elected.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.